So does it feel any different winning this a second time? It obviously puts you in a group, a smaller group of people that have actually won the Open here more than one time.
It's great to win as a pro this time. Makes me feel, you know, good, like I'm still headed in the right direction. So,
how do you compare? Other than the obvious with the amateur and the pro part, how do you compare the win there at Royal Melbourne with this one? You had a big win there. I mean, you won by quite a bit there.
Yeah, that one was
five shots, I think.
Yeah, that was a little bit more caught by surprise. I was kind of right in the middle of it going into the final round, and had a really good final round. And never won a turn. I had won some college events up until that point, but never anything in the Illinois area. I don't think they even realized who I was when they put me in the tee time sheet that year. So that kind of made me mad in a sense. And then so that was different. And then this, you know, I've been close a few other times, and out here before that, and then after that, and it's fun to pull it off as a pro.
Bogey-free day, but no birdies until 5. Were you wondering what was going on out there, if somebody was making a move and tried to force it at all?
No, not really. I was, main focus for the day was just to try not to make any bogeys. I knew that having a 3-shot lead over a couple of different guys, somebody was going to have to come get me, and I just wanted to make sure that I didn't come back to them. So I was just kind of playing smart. Real conservative, and obviously I was still trying to make some birdies, but most importantly I was just trying to stay in play and, you know, not be any silly errors.
Made the one on par five, and then go crazy on the back nine comparatively.
Yeah, back nine was good. Just tried to take advantage of the chances I had. There's some spots out here where you got wedges in your hand and there's water really close, and I wasn't in a position where I had to really go after those. But when there wasn't anything around it, I could go after it and try to make birdies there. And you get plenty of opportunities, and having a little bit of a cushion made it easier.
Did you look at the scoreboard at all?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Every chance I got.
Okay. How is this European thing going to work out? Now, I mean, you haven't really played much there yet, or have you? Or
you're
going to?
I went to Q School over there last year and made it to final stage, and just missed out on getting a full time card, so I got conditional status, and wasn't really sure how many events I was going to get to play this season. I've played in two. I've probably gotten into like two others, but I had no idea. It was like Wednesday before it started, and I was on the other side of the world, so I couldn't get there. There's a few more this fall I'm hoping to get into, or maybe one or two, maybe three. I don't really know. It's hard to project.
This is a challenge tour.
No, this is a European tour.
This is European,
yeah,
European.
I have full status on the challenge tour, but I just decided not to play. I played a couple, tried it out, but it was basically all summer long. I wouldn't have been able to play this. I would have had to skip an event or two for my wedding, but I would have been gone all of June and all of July. It would have been like 8 or 9 weeks straight. And because I had to skip two or three events for my wedding, I knew that it was going to be hard to compete on the money list over there, and it's really expensive and you're not playing for much. And so I just decided to stay over here and be on standby for if I get into a big event.
Now, am I right in assuming what you're doing regarding the European tour and that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what Koepka did?
Yeah, same thing. He played the challenge tour.
He stayed there and played. He stayed in
play. He did the challenge tour, yeah. I did a couple of events on the challenge tour and realized how expensive it was, and realized I would be gone all year and didn't really have the money, to be honest, and didn't want to be gone all year.
So when you go back, it'll be European tour events that you'll be stressing to play, and not the challenge tour.
Yeah, challenge tour, I could play whatever I want this year on my status, but European tour, I am only getting into a few.
And so, intending to play some challenge tour?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
An option.
Yeah, I might go and do a few events like around the Q School time to stay sharp and stuff like that, because I can go to second stage. It's not until November, so between now and then, hopefully I'll play some events on the main tour, but we'll see. If
today,
not, maybe some challenge events.
Today pays for the honeymoon, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of honeymoon you're going to have.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this helps out with Q School. I wasn't sure if I was going to go, and I wasn't sure how I was going to pay for it, so this definitely helps out with that.
Now, this is Q School here or Q School there? You don't have to do it in Europe. You're settled. You're set there.
Well, no, it's for next year.
Oh, it's for
so
next year.
So I might do it. Yeah, it's in November, and it'd be for next season.
Oh,
that's what I did last year. I can get to second stage over there, so I'll probably do over there because you can't really do both.
Can't do them. Yeah.
They're tricky to do both.
David, tell us a little bit about your Wilson agreement here. So you got the Wilson bag, you got the Wilson hat, and I know Wilson got more involved with the sponsorship of the Open here the year you won up at Royal Melbourne. Did any of your agreement with them come from what you accomplished there?
Not exactly. I think they knew who I was because I'm from Chicago playing professionally. But when I got status over in Europe, I had a contract with Callaway that ended at the end of last year, and I spoke with my agent and said I'd like to go with somebody that's going to be a little more flexible. And Wilson's been a little more flexible with that. Their irons are amazing, and I just wanted to try those out. But they're not as picky about using, you know, every single thing. They give you a little bit more leeway. So that was part of what I was looking for. And when I tried the Wilson equipment, I was, like, really impressed. And so I knew that I wanted to go with them.
So you did a deal with – does that come through Tim Clark or –
Kind of, yeah, a little further down. I know Tim from crossing paths with him in Chicago area. He's a great guy. He was a part of the, partnering up with Wilson. So, I was mostly just looking to play whatever I wanted, and I really liked what they gave me to try out, and so that's why I just decided to start doing their stuff. And I've been really happy. 26.
Are you playing anything that Gary Woodland's playing?
Similar stuff. I was using their blades. He uses their blades, and I use a little bit of both. I have a few of the blades and then a few of the cavity backs that Kevin Strelman uses. So he's a local guy too.
Yeah. I got off to another good start like yesterday. Finished better, but it doesn't look like it's going to be enough. So, I obviously didn't. David played great. He led after every round, or almost after every round, but he, I kind of stubbed my toe in the first round a little bit. So, it was a lot of positives, though.
Hey, is there something to be said when your score gets better every single day of the tournament?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's how you want it, for sure. But, I just didn't – obviously, the takeaway is that I, didn't play Wergemore as well as I'd like. But, good golf, so many positives to take away.
How'd you feel about your game coming into the tournament?
Really, really good. I mean, I've, all year I've been playing good golf. I kind of, obviously doing a lot of Monday qualifiers, it's not easy. But it sort of just makes it tougher. And I felt like mentally and my game, all the intangibles, it's been really good. So definitely the takeaway is still that, the game's really good.
How nice was it to have this tournament's kind of like a home game for you, and you didn't even have to qualify, I think, right?
No, yeah. They gave me an exemption, so thankful for that. But I grew up 5 minutes down the road from here, went to high school 3 minutes from here. So, it's definitely just a home game.
You played here in May for the Evans Scholars. How much different is this course now than it was then?
It's a 180 because the course was – as wet as can be. I mean, I, was hitting drivers and they were spinning back. And I was hitting driver 4-iron into number 6 and 7. And I had 108 yards into number 6 today. And I was having 230 in the Evans Scholars. But, it was way different. Obviously, there's plus and minuses to being at softer versus firmer. But with the firm fairways here, it really sets you up in good spots and gives you good looks, good opportunities. But the greens definitely held their own. They were a little firm themselves. So just a great, great golf course with, it can play in any conditions. It's proven that. So, it held its own at Ridgemore and here, I think.
Mm-hmm. You were at Ridgemore first day?
Yeah.
And then here yesterday?
Yeah.
What's next?
Probably Q School. Just like last year, I'm going to have some, good time, plus and minuses to being in the spot I am, I guess, a lot of minuses, but the fact that I don't have a job gives me time throughout the next 6 or 7 weeks to really, work on the game in some great conditions, great weather, so at home. So I got things in my game that I really want to work on and pinpoint, but there's so many positives in my game, and I'm really excited for, this fall.
Nick, you don't have any tournaments between now and Q-School?
No.
So how do you see you working on the game?
Yeah, I really want to work on my wedge game and my short game. That's really where I want to target. I feel like my game from tee to green is just right there with all the guys on the PGA Tour. I just feel like once I can really start nailing down shots, you know, with wedge distances, it's gonna be really fun to see how good I can be.
So will you try to do any Monday qualifying?
I might do Monday qualifiers for the PGA Tour, but I have to go to pre-qual. That would require me to like go on the road for like 4 or 5 days just for a Monday, because I would have to do a Thursday or Friday pre-qualifier. So I might do one or two, but you know, no scheduled tournaments right now. It might change though.